Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, we're always talking about Richard's unit.
Yeah, everybody's got a unit, and everybody's got to protect their unit.
Dink, dink.
I have nothing to say to that. Nothing. That was Mark Grody. He was one of our guests today. He'll be in studio with us tomorrow. Thanks to Clay Harbor. Thanks to Paul Charchian. Thanks to Reed Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Our transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, ice cold beer, legendary food. And now we hand the show over ceremoniously to Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. Hi, guys.
Hello, hello. So he is a unit, is a colloquialism for that dude is big and strong, right?
Yes.
I've heard that.
Yes.
And that's what we've always meant whenever we refer to that. To
Thank
HT's
you for clarifying
unit.
That.
You got it.
What about the big unit?
But that's a big version of it. Is I think so.
A bigger and stronger version of the unit.
I believe so.
I refuse to believe he's older, by the way.
Randy Johnson?
Yeah, to me he's like late 30s into perpetuity.
It's delightful.
It's like Chris Sale. Chris Sale's one age to me.
Chris Sale is Randy Johnson. He really is.
The same lankiness.
He'll be one weight forever. He'll be 165 pounds for his whole life.
I watched Being Eddie, the Eddie Murphy doc on Netflix, and young, skinny Eddie, man, you forget just how wiry and skinny that man was. But I think you're right. Chris Sale will never flesh out like that, even a little.
It is crazy, like some of the stuff that the White Sox tried to put weight on him, like the 10,000 calories a day and stuff, and it just never worked.
You know what he is, Marshall? You know that he is country skinny.
Is that a thing? Oh, it is a thing. Country skinny is a thing.
there's
country strong,
one dude.
But there's also country strength, and then there's country skinny.
Strength.
There's always one dude who's got the metabolism of a hummingbird.
And you'd be like, bro, eat something. He's like, I eat just fine. This is what I look like.
Scott Pitsenik and I one time were doing White Sox pre and post game, and some video of Sale came on, and he's like, did he get skinnier?
We had a dude like that on my basketball team in high school, John Brooks. I was like, John, can you just eat something? And he would eat all the time, but like he didn't gain any weight. I was like, I wish I had his metabolism these days.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Any day.
Delightful.
Mm. So yeah, Richard Junior. What about that?
Yeah, HT's unit.
Did you guys hear the crash out from the Vikings special teams coordinator yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I did. And that got me angry because I'm like, listen, why are coaches so willing to nullify their job? Why are they like, hey, man, anybody could have done that? Or, you know, it was just, you know what I'm talking about when they like don't want to take responsibility? I'm like, why would you do that? Like, why are you giving this away like that?
In retrospect, I think he was trying to say that his dude's messed up, right? I think he was just trying to say, like, his guys messed up and it wasn't anything great that he posted. He's, like, trying to put the pressure on his own dudes.
Gentlemen, coaching 101, what do you do when you've been outplayed? Give credit to your opponent.
Guys, can I break in with some breaking news? I think this qualifies as breaking news. Breaking news is brought to you on The Score by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Okay. You know, we've all gotten very comfortable with this idea that the Bears, you wake up on Sunday, they play at noon. But what if they don't play at noon? A game
Ooh,
has been flexed,
time.
Ladies and gentlemen. Bears-Packers on December 7th, Sunday in Week 14, will now be a 3:25 p.m. kickoff on Fox. That's a national window, guys. 3:25 is not 3 o'clock.
We predicted that a couple of weeks ago, Spiegs, and we started looking at the schedule and we're looking for flex opportunities.
Yep.
And that was one of them for the Bears, that they get flexed out into that spot. Oh, ooh, national TV. People are interested, Marshall.
They are. Somebody asked on the text line earlier, can they flex this Sunday's Bears game? Because I got
it's
stuff
too late.
To do. It's like, it's a little too late.
Oh, personal flex.
Yeah, it's a personal flex.
I like that. Well, I like that.
Your personal flex is recording it and staying away from everything until you finish watching the game.
Good luck with that. It was 7-3 team.
Yeah, but you can achieve the personal flex. It's a challenge to the modern mindset and technological capabilities, but it can be done.
I feel like you could do it for the late window, but doing it for a night game is, that's impossible.
Night game for the next morning, you mean?
Like, I'm saying if the game was at noon, you find out the game is now a night game, Sunday night game, can you go all day without finding out what happened to the Bears?
It's possible,
sure.
But you would have to take lot of safeguards. But in the personal flex, like, let's say this person has to go to church or to temple or to the mosque on Sunday. They've got something going on and they're not going to be able to watch it live at noon. You might be able to get away with starting your own game, kicking it off at 3 o'clock or whatever. And as long as you stay away from everything else, like don't go on the Twitter. Don't go on the Instagram. Like, just
don't look at your phone. If it,
put the D&D on the phone, or turn it off.
That's the hard part. That's the most challenging part of the personal flex. I can do it from time to time with some of these West Coast Bulls starts.
Oh, my God.
I know you're having trouble, but I can wake up in the morning and watch the game or watch the condensed and not know what happened.
Not me,
that's
dude.
What Marshall did.
I fell asleep in the third quarter last night. Mm-hmm. I woke up at 4 a.m. and was fine. I was like, oh, perfect. I can watch the game.
Oh,
I fell asleep
nice.
And then at 1 and then woke up at 4 a.m. and was not fine.
Why were you not fine?
Because I got 3 hours of sleep and then I couldn't go back to bed.
Yeah.
Because my brain is like, you have work soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks, brain.
And I'm like, hey, brain, normally there's daylight out. And the brain's like, not anymore. Yeah. Have you looked at the calendar?
What'd you ever do for me, brain?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
I'm excited.
So Layla, what's your move when you can't sleep? Do you stay in the bed? Because the new science is that you're supposed to get up. Like, you're supposed to actually get up and roam around for a little bit instead of staying in the bed.
No, because then I'll look at a clock, and then the brain's like, hey, you got work soon.
Wait, Lawrence, explain that. What is that supposed to do, getting up and roaming around?
That there is if you are awake for more than a few minutes in bed, you're supposed to get up. Like, you're supposed to get up. You're supposed to, like, read a book for a little bit or whatever, because your cycle is, like, all out of whack. And staying in the bed will raise the anxiety and not allow you to go to sleep.
Not me. If I stop moving, I can pretty much fall asleep because, well, I don't get enough of it.
What Lawrence is speaking about actually links up to a historical version of sleep that I learned about a few years ago called first and second sleep. And this is
like first and second breakfast?
Pretty much. Like
second breakfast.
It was a medieval habit, though. This was a very common thing in the Middle Ages and in the medieval ages, where, like, you would sleep for a while, then you'd wake up in the middle of the night and you'd play games, or you'd have sex, or you'd eat, or you'd dance and drink, and then you'd go back for second sleep, and second sleep would go until dawn or just beyond. It was like a common way that people did it.
What time were these people going to bed in the first place?
I think it was pre-electricity. So they'd go to bed.
Night. Okay.
Yeah, so they'd go to bed like not long after nightfall.
5 p.m. here.
Makes it tricky.
4:30.
But imagine it's 7 or 8, and like you go to bed at 7 or 8 instead of pushing yourself to 11 and sleep until 7. Like, it'd be kind of cool to be awake from midnight until 2 a.m. and cavort and then go back for second sleep. I always liked that idea.
Well,
yeah.
Great. We can put two of the things that we've talked about together. Flex, time to have six.
Wow. And now we're back to HT's unit. And Mrs.
No, we're
HT's
not. That's a whole different thing.
That's my bad.
That's football. That's not.
Sorry.
That's not what I was talking about
this
at all.
Mrs. HT. It's hilarious.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is there a Mrs. HT?
Hi, Coach HT. Hi, Mrs. HT.
Mrs. Coach HT.
Can
I give you guys an opportunity to jump on my bandwagon? Because apparently nobody wants to jump on this bandwagon, but I'm trying to get people on my bandwagon.
Be asking that question like that.
I know. Let me hear about it before I turn it down.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Can you jump on my 45-win Bulls bandwagon? 45 wins in the playoff spot.
No.
Like, not a play-in.
Lawrence, not a play-in, a playoff spot.
I could jump on that.
Okay. All right. Hear me out.
I could be your Huckleberry.
They played the second toughest schedule in the NBA. They are 2 games over .500.
They are
not fully healthy. Kobe White has not yet started a game. And the potential for actual improvement and evolution in a very weak and I don't even know what to call the East right now. It's just it's unimpressive.
It's a jumble.
They're in a jumble. Ooh, jumble would be a good word for the blob.
45 wins.
Jumble.
Huh?
45 wins.
I'm a jump on.
Okay. Speaking of the board. Wait, Lawrence, why are you so?
Hold on. Let me jump on. Let me give you one more because I mentioned this the other day. A fully engaged Hall of Fame coach whose team is built and playing in his vision, who is nightly demanding their very best.
And they're giving it to him in large part.
Yeah.
In a league where you know teams just take the night off.
They're not going to.
They are try hard where other people will not be try hard.
Billy's vision?
I smelled the possibility just a little bit early on in the season. And now we're kind of seeing it play out. The fact that they snaked out these last two wins speaks to that.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What's unbelievable?
When the Bulls were 6-1, that was the only thing you wanted to talk about. And they lose 5 in a row, and then somehow they're not on our rundown at all. And now that they've won a couple of games, not only are you back talking about them, but you're talking about them like Billy, the Hall of Fame coach. Billy's been the same coach since he's been here. No, he's been really good the whole time.
You missed the key part that I saw. Sometime when you listen to my full statements, maybe we could have a show. So here's what I said, Mr. Holmes. He's got a team now that's built in his image. He went to AK and said, let's do it like this. And now they have built it like that. They're playing the way that he wants to. He said it himself. You played it last week on the show where he says, you know, since we pivoted and we began doing this. So, amen. Like, you and I are, we have shared appreciation.
Did you and Marshall hear what Billy said last night?
Sure did. Absolutely.
Here's the thing. They have to play like that every single night.
Yep.
And on an 82-game schedule, you're not going to be able to do it. That's why they found equilibrium last week and ended up losing 5 in a row is because you just can't. And even in last night's game, they got destroyed on the backboards. The last 4 minutes of that game was hell. It was terrible basketball to stay up and watch. Missed shots. Kobe throwing the mid-court tip to no one in the front court.
The lane was wide open. Watching them try to play defense in the lane was infuriating.
Lawrence, let me refute a little bit of what you're saying.
I also want to paint the picture for people listening right now because Lawrence is remote, and so Marshall and I are just sitting here quietly watching Matt yell at a computer.
Damn right. Literally at the computer.
I do it most of my time. We're staring at each other so we can get our rhythm. We're staring at each other on the
thing. I know, but it was just
I'm looking at you too, Lawrence.
But if you're looking at it like from a wide shot, here we are just sitting here while you're yelling at a computer.
We can yell at each other across multiple states.
Lawrence, the only thing I'll say
is
about
technology is all about.
Yes.
It was just cute. The visual was interesting. To me.
The only thing I'll say about the 5-game losing streak is you were injured with no Kobe, no Giddy, no chances with Trey Jones. I mean, actually, that's a lie. They had chances even without two of their best players, and one player still limited is my point. And I was like, the whole time when they were 5-1, I was like, yep, this is going to work because Kobe's going to come back. And while he is coming off the bench because of the men's restriction right now,
thank you, sir.
They're going to be better at the start of games, which has been part of their problem, getting off to an 8-6 start. I really like Io's role in that second unit.
What?
If you want to go up to 42, like, I'll probably, but 45 to me sounds ridiculous.
Eight games over 500 sounds ridiculous.
45 and 37? Come on, man. There's going to be tankers. They're going to run across tankers in the second half.
Have you seen their next eight games, Lawrence?
I saw them lose to Detroit, who didn't have their top seven rotational players.
That's fine.
But then Philly lost to Detroit, the same Detroit bunch, two nights later.
Well, see, all this I'm is saying the fallacy is that of the you can, East.
You can look at the schedule all you want, mm-hmm. but you would have looked at the schedule initially and said that the Bulls were going to lose to Detroit. And then when I told you, well, they're not going to have their seven top rotational players. Oh, well, the way that the Bulls play and with their Hall of Fame coach, they're totally going to take advantage of that and win. And they didn't. They never led in that game.
They didn't know
all
about
B-ball
Paul.
All I'm saying is that their style of play without Modis emerging, and he had another game last night where you go, man, I really need him to be a star, and he wasn't a star. Without him emerging as a star, I am skeptical about them being
but
a
that's
45
the point.
Win
Lawrence
team.
Is he?
I think the maximum is 42, and them being in the play-in again,
hey,
and maybe be in the seventh seed.
He's giving you 11 points in 19 minutes, and you're still winning.
They can sleepwalk their way to those three extra wins.
Yeah, I think so.
See,
they
again, won't. This is the fallacy of the East. It has everybody believing in themselves. Like, if this were the Western Conference, you wouldn't even be having this conversation.
You're probably right, but it is the Eastern
There's
Conference.
No probably. This is the morale. No.
In the Eastern Conference, the 2 seed and the 11 seed, it is early, are separated by 2 games. The 2 and the 11. It is a blob. It is a jumble. It is all the things that you said. But I think the Bulls have more upside than a lot of these other teams that are getting old, that are same old, missing some of their stars. There's going to be so many opportunities for wins.
Look, we gotta take a break soon, but I like the fallacy of the East. It's also something later in the show we're going to talk about the Shota allegations, as Lawrence wrote it.
Okay, I like that.
So those are two books next to each other on the coffee table. The fallacy of the East and the Shota allegations.
And I would argue, Marshall, that there are two teams behind the Bulls in the standings that are probably better than them.
Which ones?
Philly and Boston.
Boston.
I've seen them beat Philly, and yeah, Boston. We'll see. I don't think Boston's
now that,
as good.
That Jaylen has finally started to shave his head and not leave his.
That was a big step for him.
That was a huge step. The first part is admitting it. You know, and not messing up other people's jerseys. That's key.
Those are the real allegations, the die allegations.
Man, he is not ever getting over those allegations.
Hey, we saw it in this town with Carlos Boozer.
He knows Boozer exists.
It's the Ming the Merciless look. It's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Yeah, but these barbers are doing, like, they're offering it to you. I'm like, no, don't do that. Like, that's just crazy. But
I look better
it's
bald.
A whole thing.
They'll never get me with that.
I mean, most men do. Like, so many
I'm glad I finally
bald.
Went there.
Come on home.
Did the damn thing. And he should, too. And I'm glad he went short. It looks good on him. Well, here's what we got planned. Wani will be here at 5. Grody is going to be on the show today to talk Bears with us. We're going to talk about another coaching rivalry in this matchup between the Bears and the Steelers. Is Aaron Rodgers going to play? That's on the docket. The Shota allegations at 3:00, that is going to be a thing. And Jared Payton joins us at 2:45. But when we come back, we'll get back to Spiegel's lying about the Bulls and everything else. We'll do all of that after Danny's open next here on The Score.
This segment is sponsored by Jewel Osco.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.